temperature near 70 today. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially during the afternoon and evening hours. A few of the storms could be on the strong side with some gusty winds. We'll be keeping track of the radar, and our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight. Cooler, low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as warm. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday with sunshine both days. Hey, our weather app has radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings and a lot more, and it's waiting for you free in the App Store right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. University of Alabama's SGA president arrested on a DUI Sunday morning. Tuscaloosa police responded to a head-on collision involving two vehicles. Officers smelled alcohol on Jared Hunter and observed behavior that led them to believe he was impaired. He was tested and registered .16 BAC. He was arrested. Montgomery police investigating a crash on the Northern Boulevard that left a pedestrian dead. A vehicle stalled on the boulevard. A man got out to check what had happened to his vehicle. A second vehicle crashed into the vehicle and the man, the pedestrian, pronounced dead on the scene. The crash is still under investigation. And the vigil for the Taco Bell on Zelda Road went on as scheduled. Even the Taco Bell dog was there with over 100 mourners. One of the organizers, Katie James, thanked the crowd, most of which carried candles and mourned Taco Bell. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Judd.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with a third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Trump campaign is out with an attack ad saying that because of the government shutdown, Democrats will be complicit in all murders by illegal immigrants.
They tried to keep national parks open, several closed due to limited staffing.
Morgan Freeman received a Lifetime Achievement Award. The Oscar-winning actor earned himself 4 SAG nominations throughout the years.
Big demonstrations in major cities advocating women's rights.
A Mideast trip for Vice President Pence.
Crushing the competition again at the box office. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Certain motorists would have to pay more than $11 to drive through the busiest parts of Manhattan. The idea? To ease congestion below 60th Street.
An accident in the skies over California has claimed the lives of 2 U.S. service members, the pilot and co-pilot of an Army helicopter.
Afghan security officials say they have cleared armed militants from the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul after a 12-hour siege.
An Oklahoma lawmaker who found a tracking device attached to his pickup truck is suing a private investigation company and one of its investigators trying to figure out what's going on.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
63 degrees outside. Stock market is up 66 points. Let me bring in the man who just came back from the living dead, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello. Greetings and salutations.
How you feeling, my guy?
Wonderful.
You survived.
I did. I slept. And I slept. Nate. And then I slept.
I like that. We have the Baron Coleman cleaning service.
I know. He's going to town.
He is going to town, man.
I like it.
He must have some of my Ritalin on him or something there. He's going to town. 272-9228. That's our telephone number. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. I got to tell you something. They have got a tuna steak that is $4.99 a pound. It normally is $7.99 a pound, and it is absolutely spectacular. The one and only Mo Brooks is on now?
Yes.
This weekend, Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman, how are you today?
I'm feeling pretty good, although I was listening to that tuna steak thing. That might be better.
I had that last night. It was absolutely spectacular. It's sushi grade tuna, and I did the sesame seed. Tell me about the vote that just happened in the Senate, and are you suspicious of anything in this?
Well, I'm always cautious about anything that goes on in Washington, D.C. There are so many things that are Machiavellian going on behind the scenes that you have to be ready to do battle on a moment's notice on a variety of different issues. But as things stand right now, it appears that the Democrats just totally caved because they started to recognize that the American people are not fond of the idea of shutting down the federal government because you want to represent illegal aliens rather than the American citizenry.
Yeah, I think they were taking it on the chin, even though they kept trying to entitle this Trump shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, had a better ring to it.
Well, they were just getting hammered unmercifully. You know, initially, there's always going to be some spin, and I think you'll see the polling data that reflects that. Spin being deception.
Mm-hmm.
We call it deception because that's what it is. But after a while, the American people, they start to figure it out. In this instance, the American people started to figure it out that the Democrats really mean it when they say that they are shutting down the government in order to advance the interest of illegal aliens. And you know what? A lot of American people, they want elected officials in Washington, D.C. who will advance the interest of Americans. Gosh, what a novel idea.
Well, I was we were about to play the Chuck Schumer part of the of his colloquy from the floor. I'm a little confused, though, about the DACA thing. So if they don't come up with an agreement by February the 8th, then there's going to be a floor debate on DACA in which they'll present some type of legislation for the entire body to vote on?
Well, that is a possibility, but that's always been a possibility. I think what's going to be the key is, are the Democrats going to try to extort another amnesty for a group of illegal aliens at risk of shutting down the government? And if they're going to try to use extortion against the American people, I don't think that that's going to go real well for the Democrats in the House and in the Senate.
On the phone with us is Congressman Mo Brooks, a cancer survivor, by the way, and congratulations on your successful surgery.
Thank you.
The way they kept kind of classifying this, particularly Dick Durbin, where he would say, we gave the president everything he wanted. Well, they had $1.8 billion in border, but that was actually already in the budget. It didn't end chain migration. It didn't end, it actually expanded amnesty beyond the Dreamers to the Dreamers' families, which could have been up to 6 million people, understand.
Dick Durbin, for whatever reason, and some other legislators from the state of Illinois seem to revel in the promotion of illegal aliens' interest over that of American citizens. What Dick Durbin and the other proponents of this huge amnesty don't take into account is Americans are starting to figure out that they're being pushed aside in the job market as illegal aliens compete and get jobs because they're willing to work for less. That working for less means that Americans are working for less as you have a suppression of wages, particularly in the blue-collar trades like construction. You're seeing Americans pushed aside in schools where more and more of our money is having to be spent on English as a second language, teachers and instructors, and we're having to divert time from American kids to foreign kids, many of whom are here in the United States illegally. Americans are tired of being pushed aside in our emergency rooms when we need care, only to see a log jam created in part because you've got so many illegal aliens that go to the emergency room as a place of first health care. And Americans are getting tired of it. And I think the Democrats are going to be in for a rude awakening if they want the 2018 elections to be about who represents Americans and who represents illegal aliens.
And looking at the budget, y'all actually delivered a budget to the Senate back in September. Did that have too much increase in defense spending for the Democrats, and so therefore Mitch McConnell could never bring it to the floor?
It probably did, but the Democrats have blocked our spending bills going all the way back to 2011. So this is the seventh year in a row in which the House has tried to do its job, pass the spending bills before the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, in hopes that the Senate would do the same, and we wouldn't have this continual last second government shutdown threat and continuing resolutions as a mechanism for funding the government that in turn have a significant adverse effect on governmental efficiency and in particular on national security. So the Democrats led by Chuck Schumer in the Senate have blocked us for seven straight years. And this year in particular, we passed all 12 spending bills. We did so in July, August, and September, giving the Senate plenty of time to work their way through them, but instead the Democrats shut the place down, threatened filibusters, blocked our spending bills, made us start funding the government on a piecemeal basis, which is unsatisfactory to everyone involved.
So why will we not just go back on February the 8th to exactly where we were right now if they're not going to vote on something like a one-year or two-year budget plan?
Well, if the Democrats will be smarter, and you've got to think that they will be, they will understand that they've just been hammered by this 3-4 day experience, and they don't want to go back to shutting down the government where the reason is they want to promote illegal aliens' interest over the interest of American citizens. So hopefully the Democrats will be smarter and we will not risk a government shutdown on February the 8th. But they have some extreme elements in their party that insist on this kind of strategy. And if those extreme elements carry through, then you might see another shutdown. come February the 8th. Personally, I wish that Mitch McConnell and the Democrat, excuse me, and the Republican, Mitch McConnell and the Republican, would not empower,
was that a
would not empower the Democrats. Okay? The only reason we had a shutdown is because the Mitch McConnell forces have insisted that we're going to have a 60-vote rule on must-pass spending legislation. If you can have the passage of a budget under budget reconciliation on a majority vote, then why not the spending bills that are a subpart of that budgetary process? Why not make that a majority vote, too, in which case we would start funding the government on a full year and eliminating this cascading run of shutdown threat, shutdown threat, shutdown threat.
Well, I hope they have learned a political lesson and they got and they test the political stove here. But I'm just concerned that we're just going to be right back where we were on February the 8th. And then on the DACA...
That's a legitimate concern.
On the DACA part of this, how do we control this where the Durbins and these folks don't go out of, you know, off the reservation and start including big wide groups of amnesty other than DACA folks, and also stopping chain migration? And don't you agree that the wall is essential to this?
I agree that the wall is essential. We need to eliminate diversity lotteries where people come in because of their skin color or because of their ethnicity rather than their merit. We ought to eliminate chain migration. We ought to do a lot of things to decrease the flood of foreign workers into the American workforce that is doing such damage in particular to America's blue-collar workforce, but also with respect to lawful immigrants, they're doing tremendous damage to the wage scales of middle-class Americans. And, you know, this is going to seem somewhat simplistic and maybe rather blunt, but if you want to represent the interest of foreigners and illegal aliens, why don't you run for public office in a foreign country? Why run in America? And I wish some of these senators and congressmen would do that. If you want to run because there's a Central American country with citizens in that Central American country that you think have a higher priority than American citizens, fine. Go to that Central American country and run for public office.
And in looking at this, is the legislation going to have to go back to the House to be re-voted on?
Or? It will.
Okay, so y'all will vote on this sometimes today then.
At any moment, I'm apt to get a notification from the House leadership to go to the House floor and vote, and I'm quite confident that this legislation will pass overwhelmingly, just as it did on a bipartisan basis this past Thursday night.
Let me move something to a subject up in North Alabama, and that's the Toyota manufacturing and with the Mazda plant that Huntsville just landed. How big is that?
Well, it's huge. It's 4,000 jobs, and it's not just Toyota and Mazda in and of itself. It's the cascading effect. We recently got a huge facility with Polaris, then a huge facility with Remington, which really was a black eye for the state of New York. New York pretty much ran Remington out of their state, and we're mm-hmm. thankful that they chose the state of Alabama. And now we get Toyota Mazda on the heels of Mercedes in west central Alabama, Hyundai in the Montgomery area, Honda in the Anniston area. All of this is building up, and we're becoming, as a state, one of the major manufacturers in the United States of America. We're top five, and with this Toyota plant and with others that I expect that will be coming over time, we may end up totally replacing Detroit and Michigan as the automotive capital of the United States, and that's great news for the incomes of Alabama citizens.
As you know, my son is up there, and he said that unemployment is so low right now is you're going to have to ship people in to do these jobs, and that you guys actually have a zero-base unemployment.
Either that, or the employers might have to start paying our workers more in order to attract the workforce that they need. And that is a really good thing for struggling American families, particularly those that live in the Tennessee Valley.
On the phone with us is Congressman Mo Brooks from the North Alabama area. Congressman, let me go on a quick break and come back to you.
All right.
Dan Marsh Show on a Monday, starting your week outright. We'll be right back.
93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area. Or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Down below El Paso lies.
272-9228, Congressman Mo Brooks on the phone with us. The government shutdown has been avoided. The Senate has, the Dems have finally caved in and have voted, and then now this piece of legislation is going to go to the House, and the extension will be until February the 8th. Also, as the congressman and I were talking, is that DACA has been brought into this mix here, that there will be a debate on DACA. If there is no solution by February the 8th, that will be on the floor of the Senate. Congressman, let me ask you on another subject matter. There's a infamous memo that addresses the FISA issue that is in the Intelligence Committee and is in a SCIF, where it's a top secret memo. Number one, have you read that memo?
No.
Okay.
But I have talked with a lot of congressmen who have. It's only 4 pages long. I've got a pretty good feel for what's in it.
Are they alarmed? Are they concerned? What's their level of...
Well, first, let me give you some background.
Please.
This memo was drafted by Republicans. Okay? Maybe there was an independent or a Democrat who was involved in the process, but I'm not confident that that's the case, and I expect that if this memo goes public, the retort of the Democrats will be that it's a partisan document. That's the first part. The second part is the memo seems to state with backup evidence that there were rogue elements in the FBI and the Department of Justice that for partisan reasons, i.e. they were trying to promote Democrat Party's presidential candidate, were going after President Trump, perhaps in an illegal way. And there has been some argument advanced that these employees of the FBI and Department of Justice should be criminally prosecuted, they should be fired, they should be made examples of. So that's the gist of the memo. I'm going to vote to declassify that memo. If I get the opportunity, I do anticipate it being declassified. There are different ways to declassify it. I don't know if I will have to vote on it. It might be declassified before it gets to the House floor.
Does the Speaker have the ability to declassify on his own, since it's a House memo?
No, I think you're going to require a vote of the Intelligence Committee, which I'm not on. Perhaps the involvement of the President of the United States, since he's the Commander-in-Chief, and ultimately he is the guy in charge of America's national security. And then the House may have a House floor vote to declassify it. But I'm highly confident that it will be declassified. The only question is when, and it's footnoted. So you can find the evidentiary sources for the statements made, the conclusions made in the memo, and it's going to be very embarrassing to the Democrats and the Obama administration, and it's going to be some degree of vindication of Donald Trump as President of the United States. And all of this is why the Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to suppress this memo from the eyes of the public.
I spoke to another member of Congress who had seen it, and the way it was outlined to me is that this was actually kind of a memo that outlines what Nunes and company had found. And as you
sure, they were involved in drafting it.
And so it kind of states the case of what he found by looking at some security and FISA documents. What do you think a timeline would be for this?
I would expect that it will be made public within no more than a couple of months, maybe as early as 10 to 14 days.
Oh, wow.
I'm not in charge of the time frame. I don't know how long it's going to take the Intelligence Committee to do its part, and its part consists of making sure that we do not release any classified information that might help our enemies, particularly means and methods by which we gather information.
Mm-hmm.
So the memo is going to have to be cleansed somewhat in order to protect the reasons for the classification. And once that has occurred, then you'll start seeing the votes in the Intelligence Committee, the approval of the President of the United States, perhaps a vote of the United States House of Representatives. But it is going to be made public, in my judgment. It's only a question of when.
Congressman, I have a caller, John, who has a question for you. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Congressman Mo Brooks.
With all this industry moving to Alabama and it's good for the jobs, is it going to help to where we can get rid of state taxes with all these new jobs and all this new revenue?
You would have to talk to
the governor,
state legislators, and the governor about that one. In short, my belief is no. As we bring in more people, we also bring in a greater demand for services, more road work by way of example, more classrooms. And we've had a lot of business expansion over the years, and unfortunately, the history has been that taxes tend to go up, not down.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for the telephone call, John. Congressman, have you received a briefing from Secretary Mattis on North Korea and some different options?
I have not had it from Mattis himself, although I've been in hearings involving Secretary Mattis, certainly on the House Armed Services Committee and also on the Foreign Affairs Committee. We've had lots of hearings about North Korea, the threat matrix, and what our options are. But quite frankly, our options are very limited. We can go to war, have some kind of preemptive strike, or not. And I'm one of those that thinks that while there's a lot of saber rattling, and that's probably good for the North Koreans to know that we mean business if they ever use a weapon of mass destruction against the United States, we're going to turn them into a sea of glass. I think that kind of understanding deters either of us ever using weapons of mass destruction in the first place. It's called the MAD doctrine, mutually assured destruction doctrine,
mm-hmm.
and it's what's kept China, Soviet Union, now Russia, and the United States out of a nuclear exchange for 6-7 decades.
Recently, y'all voted on the extension of the 702. Are you satisfied with the what was done with that? Are there some concerns of the other part of that piece of legislation that encompasses other things other than that line of 702?
No, I'm not satisfied. I believe we need more safeguards for the privacy interests of American citizens. I voted for an amendment by Justin Amash out of Michigan. He's a congressman up there. But unfortunately, we lack the votes to put those civil liberty safeguards into the FISA bill. And by the way, there are lots of different aspects of FISA. So right now, we're just talking about one of them. And it's unfortunate, but Justin Amash's amendment to protect civil liberties was not adopted by the House as a whole. So as a consequence, the reauthorization of that part of FISA did not contain those additional safeguards I would have preferred.
When will there be a full vote on FISA?
Well, we're going to have votes periodically on different parts of FISA. It seems like we have one every year or two. And so I anticipate we'll have more, but I do not know the timetable. I'm not on the Intelligence Committee that tends to focus on that issue more so than others.
I'm going to assume that you're not for taking out the sunset provision.
Well, it's a tough call. It really is, Dan. You've got, on the one hand, bad people out there that do want to get us, and they want to kill as many Americans as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And the intelligence we can gather is beneficial in stopping attacks on American soil and saving the lives of literally thousands of Americans. I think if you look at all the intelligence activity that we've had, we've probably saved the lives of more than 10,000 Americans over the last decade or so. Now, not all of it's because of FISA. I'm talking about all-encompassing, all the different intelligence things we do, all of which add on to each other. And you've got to weigh that versus privacy rights and interests. And that's the kind of debate that you're going to see America involved in now, as long as we have Islamic terrorists.
Moving on the your foreign affairs background, Syria has been very, very quiet here. Iran seems to be a lot more, not noisier. Are you concerned about things that are going on with Iran, particularly their missile launches into Saudi Arabia?
To me, Iran is a much bigger threat to the United States of America than North Korea is.
Really?
Now, granted, North Korea has missile capabilities that Iran does not have and has nuclear capabilities that Iran does not have. However, I tend to believe that the mutually assured destruction doctrine works with North Korea. The North Korean leadership, they don't want to die, okay? And as long as they don't want to die, then the threat of us killing them, if they attack us, ought to be sufficient deterrence to stop them from attacking us in the first instance. Iran, on the other hand, under Barack Obama's agreement, they're going to have, in time, nuclear weapons, and they're going to have delivery systems by which they can attack the United States. And the difference between Iran and North Korea is that Iran is an Islamic nation, and their leadership on occasion has stated that it is a good trade-off if Iran can take out Israel and the United States of America, even if it means that they themselves have to absorb some number of nuclear detonations on their own soil at the loss of millions of lives. Now, that is a dangerous kind of religious zealotry that you've seen on occasion with the Iranian leadership, and that tends to suggest that the mutually assured destruction doctrine that seems to work well with North Korea and has worked well with China and Russia will not work with Iran. And that's a whole different level of danger than we've seen to date in the history of nuclear weapons. We've never seen anyone say we'll go on a suicidal attack because it serves God.
Right. And they allegedly have the capability of going into the mountain where they're doing the uranium operation, and that would be difficult to destroy that.
It would be difficult to destroy, but keep in mind that with the deal reached by the Obama administration, over a period of 10 to 15 years, Iran can legally produce weapons-grade uranium and can legally marry nuclear weaponry to missiles that can reach the United States. So that's the danger with what President Obama has done over the long term, 10 to 15 years now. Not today, not tomorrow, but 10 to 15 years. You're going to probably see a nuclearized Iran with delivery systems that threaten the United States.
That is very concerning. Congressman, let me go to a quick break. Congressman Mo Brooks on the phone with us. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Down below El Paso.
You're listening to the Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, like the travel.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
It looks like the government shutdown that started Saturday is about to end. There's agreement on a 3-week spending bill, during which time a deal will be discussed on how to protect Dreamers, younger immigrants brought here illegally as children. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"The reason the Republican majority had such difficulty finding consensus is they could never get a firm grip on what the president of their party wanted to do."
Democrats had wanted DACA done as part of any budget deal, but House Speaker Paul Ryan told Fox this morning,
"You know what I've been saying all along? Open the government, then we'll start negotiating. Right. Open the government, then we'll resume negotiations. It's just that clear. It's just that simple."
He says the House will approve what's been agreed to in the Senate now. There's a report of 5 people missing after an explosion at a drilling rig in eastern Oklahoma. We don't know if there are any deaths or injuries. And a 15-year-old girl shot at a high school in Itley, Texas. A 16-year-old boy is in custody. The girl's hospitalized. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have a very spring-like sounding forecast today here in the dead of winter. Even a storm system on the way. High temperature near 70 today. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially during the afternoon and evening hours. A few of the storms could be on the strong side with some gusty winds. We'll be keeping track of the radar, and our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms ending by midnight. Cooler, low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine, not quite as warm. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday with sunshine both days. AR Weather App has radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and a lot more. And it's waiting for you free in the App Store right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I cried to the southern wind.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Congressman Mo Brooks on the line with us in our closing segment here. Congressman, tell me, on your part of the Freedom Caucus, obviously, of course, tell me what the Freedom Caucus is looking for as far as the DACA or doing some type of immigration reform. What are the components that the Freedom Caucus wants?
Well, ideally, what the Freedom Caucus wants, unfortunately, it's not obtainable, but what's ideal is for the President of the United States to enforce the laws and for federal judges to get out of the way with their illegal orders that inhibit the President's ability to enforce the law. We've got all the laws we need to secure our border, okay? Unfortunately, we've not had a president who is willing to do all the things that are necessary to enforce those laws. And I'm talking about going back decades,
right.
Certainly through and to George Bush the first from 1988 and forward, or when was his election? Yes, 1988.
Yeah, he was in office.
But if we're going to have some kind of deal whereby we give amnesty for illegal aliens, which is what the Democrats are insisting on, then by golly, we need to offset that influx of illegal aliens into the workforce by cutting the surge of foreign labor in other ways, such as eliminating the diversity lottery that brings in people because of their ethnicity or their skin color, when we should be ethnic blind and void of racial selection motivations, okay? We need to get rid of the chain migration aspect of immigration. We need to get rid of the current definition of asylum that allows people to just parrot certain magical words, and all of a sudden they claim that they should be in the United States of America for asylum reasons, even though their country is not in a civil war. These immigrants are not in any kind of real threat back home. They've just been taught and trained what to say in our deportation proceedings so that they are allowing themselves the best opportunity to come into America. We need to build a southern wall. Now, if we do a bunch of those things and you have a net decrease in the surge of foreign labor into the American economy, then I'm more likely to vote for it, more likely to consider it, than if all we're doing is still dramatically increasing the surge of foreign labor, with the adverse effect that has on Americans' abilities to get jobs that pay enough for particularly blue-collar workers to be able to support their families.
Is there some trickery that was happening the way Chuck Schumer was saying, we'll give you all the money for your wall, that he was not doing the appropriations of it, he was just doing the commitment, and that was kind of what happened to Reagan?
Well, Chuck Schumer has never honestly said that we will have enough money necessary to build the border wall. So yes, there was trickery in the phraseology that he uses. There's a difference between authorization and appropriation. And quite frankly, if you're going to cut a deal with Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, you better have the money up front, because otherwise you may never get it.
Yeah, definitely what happened to Reagan. How about path to citizenship for the DACA people? Are you?
I oppose it.
You oppose that completely.
It's 700,000 DACA. You know, there are varying estimates. But if you're going to be consistent, whatever applies to DACA applies to Dreamers. So now you're talking about 3 to 4 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is America simply does not have the financial ability to be the world's orphanage. We don't. It'd be nice if we did have that much money, but we don't. And then you've got the long-term adverse effect of giving amnesty. Anytime you forgive criminal conduct, you're encouraging more criminal conduct. And with respect to these illegal aliens that have come into our country, if we give them amnesty, then the message to the world's going to be, hey, don't worry about America's laws, break them, because eventually they're going to give you amnesty too. And that's a after effect of the Reagan amnesty of 1986, when the problem was 1, 2, maybe 3 million foreigners who were illegal in the United States of America. Amnesty was agreed to, and as you know, the Democrats reneged. You mentioned just a second ago, they reneged on their commitment to increase border security. And as a consequence of that amnesty, what was a 1 to 3 million problem is now a 10 to 15 million problem.
Right.
If you encourage people to break your laws, don't be surprised when more of them do it.
Congressman, I really appreciate you calling in today. It's great talking to you again. I'm glad that you're doing well, and I appreciate your time and your friendship.
My pleasure, Dan. Keep them straight down there in the Montgomery area.
You got it, my friend. You've got it. Congressman Mo Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. News Talk 93.1 FM. Let me go to a quick break. Going to bring in Don Rickard from Brubaker Motors. Yeah! Right after this.
News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Bad dream, or what's your name? Looks like we're riding on the same train. If you don't, there'll be more pain.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance. Price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, personally at bogutson at charter.net.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday. Joey, look who came into the studio. The one and only Don Wickham. Don!
We need a video cam, is what we really need.
We used to have one in here, but we decided to take it out because they could see what we were doing during break. And I get these text messages. What are you doing?
Isn't that funny?
So tell us what's going on in the automotive world.
Oh, lots of stuff. One thing I got to, because I'm going to forget, is starting this Friday through the next Friday, we're having a contest. Well, not a contest, really. No purchase is required, but you can go on Facebook or you can come in and register for a TV, a large screen TV, and a party pack from Publix for the Super Bowl, just in time for the Super Bowl. Ooh. So each of the four franchises will be given away a big screen TV and a party pack from Publix, and starting this Friday.
And so you just have to register?
Register. You have to be over 18. Other than that, game's wide open.
Okay, so you can either drop by the
dealership,
or you can do it online, you said?
Yeah, you can do it online, and Facebook's going to have a registration, or you can go by the Prattville stores or the Montgomery stores.
Well, tell us about this 2017 you have left there.
We have lots of trucks, Cherokees, with a few Kias left, not many, and a few Infinities left. Most of them are 18s, though. They've done a pretty good job of selling the 17s.
That is good. Well,
yeah.
I saw on the car show up in Detroit, Ram is doing the new truck for 2018. It's 4 inches wider. They showed the console of it. It looked like a Learjet's console.
Yes. Very different. But they're going to produce the current version as well alongside of it. So you have a choice, one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. So
Ford did that about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, and so Ram's going to do the same thing.
So that means that if you get a 2017 Ram truck, then it's still going to be the current model for 2018, so you're not going to be the last model. That's good.
Yes, since you have if you like the different look, and it's going to be cheaper to get the model we've got currently. So they're trying something a little bit different, which I think is great.
That is great. Tell us about some of the other deals that you've got going on, particularly for your 2017s. I know my audience is very interested.
Well, the trucks, the 2017, if you come in, I think like Dick said, if you come in today, $10,000 off on the trucks, $1,500.
$10,000
yes.
off.
Yes, and all my staff just said, what? But that's at the Prattville store or the Montgomery store, and I haven't told them yet.
Don't go crazy again. Do they need to see you or Dick?
No. Just see one of my managers and tell them what I said.
Okay. and they're going to go, what?
They probably will, but that's what we're doing.
Was done drinking?
Today only. $10,000 on the 1500s at the Prattville store or the Montgomery store.
Yeah. How are Fiat sales going? Fiat's a great product.
Fiats are fine. I think we've only got a handful left, though, because they haven't made some of them, to be frank with you, since last April, because they had to convert a lot of it because there were so many Jeeps they needed to make. They needed to convert it to Jeep production, so that's what they did.
So Jeeps, do you have plenty of 2017 Jeeps?
Yes, we have plenty of those, but a lot of 18s are starting to get here. The JL has not gotten here. Everybody's asking us the new JL body, which is bigger, wider, faster, better, so they say.
JL?
The JL body. Everybody's been looking forward to the Wrangler for a long time. This is the new body.
I tell you, the Jeep product is just unbelievable. Because I remember the Jeeps during the boxy days.
Yes.
And you look at it now, I mean, that is a luxury SUV that you have.
Yeah, it's great. And the new one's supposed to be smoother riding and everything. And I haven't not driven it, but it looks great. And the reviews have been fantastic. They just didn't want to mess it up, and I don't think they did. The Stinger is out, the new Kia Stinger compact, luxury, actually, premium sedan, four-door. It's two versions. One is a four-cylinder twin turbo, and the other one is the GT six-cylinder twin turbo. 365 horsepower. It's up for Car of the Year, and it starts at 31.9. To 42 and 42 to 52 for the up GT model.
So it's called the Kia Stinger.
Stinger.
And this is the two-door?
This is the four-door sedan.
Okay.
Yes, it's a medium-size, mid-size vehicle. And the new Infiniti QX50 midsize SUV is coming out. in a month.
We have a listener friend, and hopefully he contacted you again. He just bought his third Kia from you. He got he traded in his first one, got a new one.
Good.
And then his daughter loved the car so much that he was driving. He came in. I was hoping his name is Bill Brown. And
I like Bill.
Let me tell you, he's a solid customer. He shouts you guys from the housetop.
He's fabulous.
And he drives by, ladies and gentlemen, he drives by a Kia dealership where he lives.
Yes, I know.
To Brubaker's because of the service.
He does do that. Yes, he has told me on several occasions. He's very kind. Yes. Oh, our folks do a great job. They do a fantastic. And the other thing that's been helpful too is, I'm sure you've repeated this before on the radio before, but in the summer for the second year in a row, Kia was number one in initial quality, J.D. Powers. It's been Porsche for years, and they've replaced them 2 years in a row now.
Kia replaced Porsche.
It's the first time a non-luxury vehicle has been number one. Two years in a row now.
Is there a particular model that's associated with it?
The whole brand.
The whole brand.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the Stinger, because I remember when I first saw that and I asked Dick about it, and this is like a top-end great car.
Well, they're comparing it. Funny thing was, is when they did training a month ago, they brought a Porsche Panamera. Now, it was the base, but nonetheless, I thought that was a little bit of a stretch, but it was very nice. Yeah. But we got lots of great things coming. Like I said, the Wrangler and the Dodge Ram, the restyle of that, which we're really excited about. I'll spread the rumors again. They're still saying we're getting a Jeep Wagoneer. It's supposed to be out this year. I haven't seen it. But I'm telling you, if that ever comes out, that'll be a great day.
And I believe it's a Chrysler product. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Dodge that has the 500 horsepower engine in it. That it has two keys.
That's the Dodge Demon. I got to drive that 50 feet off the truck because the owners are there. They keep the owners apprised of where the vehicle is in the process, and the owner's sitting there. They won't pull it off until the owner gets there. And the car is actually about 800 horsepower. And
they do have horsepower.
They do have two keys, and it is bad.
Okay,
well. And the tires in the back are basically slicks. Uh-huh. I mean, they're huge. I mean, it's
so you drove it off the truck?
No. He pulled it off the truck. No. And I pulled it off from the street to our driveway, which is about 50 feet because we had to get it off the street.
Mm-hmm.
But the folks who were taking the vehicle were standing there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've sold six. They're all pre-sold. We've delivered two of them so far. In fact, we got them before Atlanta got them, which I was surprised. We sold number 165 out of all 3,000 they're making or something.
That is amazing.
But it is it's unbelievable. The sound is just...
Really?
It's the way cars should sound.
So you feel like you're at Talladega or something when you turn that baby on.
You know, the old thing is, drag strips have Hot Rod Association has banned it, they claim, from the drag strip. They said it's too fast. But, you know.
You need advertising like that, don't you?
Yeah. Your family car.
So wait, I've got to know more about this. So you have two keys. If you put key number one in, it has X amount of horsepower.
Right, exactly.
And then you put key number two in, then you get 800.
It says, are you sure?
What's your mental readiness to do this?
Yeah, and you can get it with one seat. But it will come with the other three if you want it. But everybody's gotten it with the other seats. But it will come very stripped, you know. So
so when a police officer sees it, they just give you a speeding ticket. They know somewhere you're going to be going fast.
Or they say, may I drive it? I'll be right back.
I like that.
Yeah. So
tell us about some of the Chrysler products that you have here. I'm always amazed, like, for example, the 300.
Yeah.
I pull up to that car and go, man, that's a good-looking car. And then I'll notice it's the Chrysler 300.
Yes, it is very good-looking. It's very smooth, too. It looks a little boxy, but it drives very smoothly. And it's got a lot of room.
Yeah, it's got so much room. Wheelbase, is that what makes it so smooth?
Yes, it's got a long wheelbase, and it's just proportioned. It's just a great car. It's real smooth. And then we've got the Chrysler Pacifica, which is their minivan.
Mm-hmm.
and Witch of Christ replaced the Town and Country. That has gotten great reviews. It's completely redone. You wouldn't even recognize it. I mean, it's a completely different vehicle.
Tell me about financing right now and any other type of rebates or things that you may have.
They're all over the place. I mean, we've got anywhere from, you know, $500 to $7,000 or $8,000, you know, the rebates, discounts, and everything. And as I said, today only.
Yeah, $10,000, man. I bet somebody's going to get, where's Don? Is a crazy guy in here.
Quick, close the dealership.
How about financing? Is our interest rates, are we at a good place for it?
We're in a good place. So they've scrunched up a little bit, but not much at all, because the manufacturers want to sell cars, so they're not going to let it go up much right now. They're keeping a good ceiling on it.
Now, we haven't talked very much about the Infiniti product. I keep seeing these just great-looking Infiniti SUVs. They're just...
They're fabulous.
Gorgeous.
Like I said, the QX50, which we've been waiting on for several years, the redo is coming out in the first or second week of February. We get our first allocation. Everybody gets two in the country. And this is the most excited I've ever been about an Infiniti, because it's the right width, the length, it seats five people. It's just fantastic. It's all new.
So
real excited about it.
You just get two, and you know what those two are when they come out the truck, or do you know what they are now?
I don't know if they've told us. Sometimes they don't tell you. They just show up. They give you the color, and whatever you're going to get is what you're going to get. Everybody gets X blue color or whatever. So I don't think I've seen the color yet on them and what the specs are.
So we could pre-sell that.
Yes.
Somebody could come in and say, you know, when it comes off, I want first dibs at it.
Yes.
And come on by, and so when it gets here, you call them, and then they can go in there and test drive it.
And the QX80, the big one, has been redesigned in the front and some of the insides. It looks gorgeous. They've raised the headlights, and that's always been a great seller for us. It just holds so much.
The Infiniti product is amazing. I had I-30, and that thing was bulletproof until my son had it for about 3 years, and he finally... Couldn't take it anymore.
Too many bullets in it.
had a record to not use it anymore. Type thing. I mean, they really are. They're like a bulletproof car.
They just don't break as much. I mean, they're just really well made. Really well made.
If you'll take care of it, if you will take care and get the service on that, the oil change to get everything done, that thing will last forever.
Yes.
Don, I want to thank you for coming by. It's great seeing you. We always like having you in the studio. You need to do this more often.
I do. I enjoy seeing y'all. Enjoy talking to your folks. Thanks for your business. Appreciate
you.
It
absolutely.
Thanks.
News on 93.1 FM. Don't forget, Rebecca Motors, $10,000.